Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Early voting numbers in Chicago are lagging ahead of tomorrow's primary election. The presidential race, Cook County State's attorney, and a referendum to increase the Chicago real estate transfer tax are all on the ballot. Just over 72,000 people, though, have voted as of Sunday. Now, during the 2020 presidential primary, that early vote total in Chicago stood at more than 190,000 ballots and 146,000 ballots in 2016. Now, several factors could be at play for the low number this time around. Donald Trump and President Biden already have sealed their nominations, and there are no statewide races. The agency that investigates police misconduct in Chicago currently has 600 open misconduct cases. Agency Director Andrea Kirsten gave an annual report today to a city council committee. Kirsten says COPA, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, has to conclude investigations within 18 months. Kirsten says nearly 60 cases are older than that, and most of those cases are within the Special Victims Unit. She says that unit is under-resourced. The Chicago Bears over the weekend traded quarterback Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for a draft pick next year. Bears reporter Patrick Finley with the Sun-Times says the move was expected, and he says there's a segment of the fan base on social media that is not happy.
There are still people that think that Justin was wronged. There are people threatening to go cheer for the Steelers instead. And there are people who are conspiratorial about what happened when in reality, if you pulled every general manager in the NFL and asked them whether they'd rather have Caleb Williams, who's the USC quarterback, or Justin Fields, I think every single GM would rather have Caleb Williams.
The Bears are likely to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams with their first overall pick in next month's NFL draft. Chris Holtmann knows he faces an uphill battle as new head coach of the DePaul men's basketball team. The former Big East and Big Ten coach of the year is taking over a team that just completed one of the worst seasons in league history. DePaul went 3-29 last season. Holtmann had his first appearance today with the team and says he's ready for the challenge.
But if there's one thing that I've heard over and over, it's that this city can't wait for this program to be special again.
Holtmann has made 7 NCAA appearances in 13 seasons with Gardner-Webb, Butler, and Ohio State. Now, tomorrow is the spring equinox, but this week's forecast is mostly a reminder of winter. And after a few snow flurries today, tomorrow's forecast calls for highs in the mid-50s, and then temperatures are going to drop again on Wednesday and Thursday. National Weather Service Science and Operations Officer Kevin D'Onofrio says some snowfall is also expected Thursday night.
We were spoiled at the end of February there where we were saying it felt like end of March or early April, and now we're at the end of March, now we're saying it feels like more like late February. So we're kind of getting what we didn't get before.
D'Onofrio says there could be another messy weather system with rain or snow moving in Sunday night. Weather right now, cloudy and cold, a high in the upper 30s, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s, and then milder, of course, on Tuesday with a high in the mid 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.